B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Definitely something I think the Phillies should be keeping track with because, you know.
And where's he at now?
He was at George Washington.
So is he using aluminum bat?
Yeah, down there.
Man. Hmm. 110, that's not that impressive with aluminum.
I mean,
so now you're hating on aluminum bats?
Damn right. No, that I will throw fists over aluminum bats. Anti-American, if you ask me.
And I mean, you got to take into account that those guys aren't throwing as hard as MLB pitchers are throwing. So, I mean, you're going to need
sure.
more
oomph sure.
with that aluminum bat. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, it's definitely something I think the Phillies should keep track of because someone's going to get them. And he definitely, you know, for first base alone, it's always good to have bodies back there.
Oh, 100%, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's funny. You look at the baseball draft, and it's one of those things that's always the darts, like more so than any other. Like football, you watch them in college and all that stuff. You get a decent projection.
Right.
Of course, there can still be bust. Basketball, still. Baseball, like not a lot of people pay attention to it, but I know what will get headlines if there's a guy from South Jersey that gets away again. Like that'll be like, what the hell are you doing to me here, Phillies? 610-632-0975. Do have to tell you, 8 o'clock hours brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. And you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And to help us talk all things baseball and all things with the Phils over this past weekend and going forward is Jason Starr from The Athletic, and he's brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. And here he is, Mr. Jason Starr. Jason, good morning, sir.
Mark, how are you, buddy?
Doing excellent. You know, we were down in the dumps a little bit, down in the dumps with the Phils after they lose 3 of 4 to the Brewers. Then they host the Rockies for 3. Obviously, they came in here 2 games under .500. Phillies end up sweeping the weekend series. It was great to see, and most notably, great to see Bryce Harper in all 3 wins have some clutch hits for the Phils. Could this be the moment where he starts turning the corner a little bit? Let us overhype it immediately, Jason.
Yeah. Why the heck not? He hit a ball that hasn't come down yet. So
yeah, really?
That was exciting. You know, he does look like he has found a setup that works for him. And he just crushed some balls in that series. 5 for 12 in that series with 4 extra base hits and 2 monster homers. When he starts driving the ball to center field the way he did in this series, it's a good sign. It's kind of a small sample, but it's definitely a good sign.
No, absolutely. And one of the things that was interesting, and our producer Jamie, I know who you just spoke to, made a good point as well. Even in that Brewer series, you saw him squaring up some baseballs more so than he had in the previous couple of weeks, which were just a sign that maybe some good things were to come. And sure enough, this weekend, he was raking a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't mention that, but he is a tinkerer, and he's been doing a lot of tinkering and just trying to search for something that works. His start is not that much different than what he went through last year, now that you kind of look at it. I mean, last year he was hitting .222 at this point. This year he's at .235. Slugging a little higher last year, a few more homers last year. But he's been there, and he has done this. I think the one thing that we wonder, that people around the team were wondering, was how much he was feeling the weight, feeling the eyeballs on him that are going to go with that contract. Because at a certain point, you know, it stops being a streak.
Right.
And it starts being something more worrisome. But, you know, I think he's showing some signs that he's not going to let it get to that point.
Two things really jumped out. Bryce Harper was the one thing from the weekend, and although it was only one start, Aaron Nola pitching in warm weather, much more of the Aaron Nola that we saw last year and the year before, but more so than this year. We're hoping that this is the moment that he really hits it into the overdrive, and he gets a huge start on Thursday in this Cubs series against John Lester. How impressed were you with Aaron Nola's most recent start?
Yeah, I think he's back. You know, if you look back now, last 5 starts, the one start against the Brewers in brutal weather was ugly. Everything else has looked an awful lot like Aaron Nola. The other four starts, he's given up a total of four runs. And he just couldn't have been sharper than he was the other night. That, you know, that's a guy who, he wasn't ready when he came out of spring training. His delivery was a little off kilter, which is something we haven't seen. But you're starting to see him now command every pitch. And he's always got that presence on the mound that makes you feel like everything's under control. And that has never changed.
Jace, what do you make of Cole Irvin? The skepticism in you says that first time people are seeing him and this is what happens. The optimists will say, hey, this guy might be really something, a slow lefty who might just, you know, have enough guile to do this. Well, what do you make of him?
Bob just recognizes this is what he's always done. You know, people have always wondered whether he had enough pure stuff. And he was the International League Pitcher of the Year last year, right? So how does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who has total understanding of who he is and what he is and who he isn't and what he isn't. And he pitches to his strengths. Until you see that doesn't work, I think there's an assumption that it will work. I think I said to you last week that to have a left-hander in this rotation is huge. Look, he's got two wins. They had three wins from left-handed starters in the previous 3 years. So to have a left-hander in this rotation, to have a guy with a completely different look and feel than the other guys around him, I think is valuable. And it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with Vince Velasquez. But it'd be awfully hard for me to take Cole Irvin out of the rotation.
Yeah, I think he's definitely earned that spot. Speaking with Jason Stark from The Athletic. Jason, the other thing that was a little curious, Scott Kingery gets off his rehab assignment. Now he's playing center field for the Phils. Nick Williams gets sent down. What did you make of that transaction?
Yeah, that was a fascinating decision, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Look, they kept Phil Gosselin and Sean Rodriguez in the big leagues, and they sent Nick Williams down. They presented it to him as, you need to get some playing time so you can find your swing. And there's some truth in that. He'd only started 8 games. He started like 100 last year. He was really good as a pinch hitter this year, or last year. He was 3-for-24 in that role this year. So obviously he was struggling with the role. But you just touched on this. Gabe Kapler made it clear he's going to find playing time for Scott Kingery. Just interesting to me that he didn't find playing time for Nick Williams. And you know, I would watch this. This has a chance to be one of those moves that can backfire, even though it's being spun in a way that you understand it. You know, Zach Eflin was never quite the same last year after they started yo-yoing him to Lehigh Valley and back for the sake of roster flexibility. There's a lot of that thinking in this move, and so let's see how Nick Williams handles it. And then the other thing to see is, how much is Scott Kingery going to play and where?
Yeah, that obviously. Now, the other part of this for the offseason is the moves they made for the bullpen, David Robertson being the number one move. And now he looks like he's going to be out at least another month. So what's going on with the Craig Kimbrell market, if there is one right now? How do you see that playing out?
Well, we're still 2 weeks away from the draft. And at this point, I don't know anybody who thinks that anything is going to happen on that front before the draft. And so then what? Now, you know, there's been this assumption that he just because it's May the 20th and he hasn't signed, you might be able to get him on the cheap. If that were going to be true, he would already be somewhere. He'd already be on a team. The last I heard, he was still asking for 4 years, and he would take 3 if it was the right dollars, right? But I'm still dubious that, I mean, if you're suggesting the Phillies are going to sign him, I just don't see that. They're not giving that guy $50 million for 3 years in the middle of the season, because their bullpen has actually been better than people expected, even with all the issues and all the injuries. So I don't see him coming here. I don't get any sense of that at all.
All right, Jason. And finally, obviously, again, a big series coming up against one of the best teams in the National League, the Chicago Cubs. How do you see this series playing out for the Phils, and how big a series is it for a measuring stick for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I do think it's kind of a litmus test. This is really going to be fun because the Cubs, for one thing, are playing as well as any team in baseball. Started 3-8, since then 24-9. And you got great subplots in this series. You got Jake Arrieta's first start at Wrigley since he left. Wednesday, you've got Cole Hamels' first start against the Phillies since he got traded. And he's pitching against Cole Irvin, so you've got the whole Cole versus Cole thing. You just can't beat this, buddy.
No, not at all. Jason Stark from The Athletic. Always great talking to you, my man. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. And let's not forget, of course, that Jason Stark was brought to us by the great people of Everfresh Juices and Juice Drinks. Why strike out with a boring soda when you get a grand slam with Everfresh Juices and Juice Drinks? Available at your neighborhood store. Everfresh, nature's refreshment. Very interesting. I'm giddy for the series. As giddy as you can be for a series in May, right?
I love games in Chicago.
It is just great to watch.
It's baseball. Yeah, it's just
the essence.
Yeah.
Look at the tray. Look at Bob.
Like, I love watching games in Chicago.
I thought I was giddy.
Yeah, no, it's not, it's like you guys were for Game of Thrones yesterday. That's how I am for the Chicago series.
I know, I as a favor, because we got so close when we talked to Graf a little while ago, I didn't tee up Jason for any Game of Thrones chatter.
Is he a Game of Thrones guy?
He's House Stark. According to him.
Okay.
Yep. That's okay. A good observation by him. Mm. But no, we had somebody tweet us saying that listening to Graf's call, she was driving all over the road, or they were driving all over the road trying to avoid a possible spoiler. But we nullified it. We nullified it.
Yes, we did.
We did our service.
Nipped it in the bud, Sam. In the bud.
We did our service to our community.
Butt? In the butt.
I wish that was a little more clean so I would get a drop out of that. If we're being honest here.
If we're being honest in the circle of trust, the trust tree.
That's a story for a different day.
Coming up in a minute here, we're going to get into one thing that happened over the weekend that was just absolutely insane. And this was yesterday. The guy might be a back-to-back PGA Tour champ or PGA Championship.
I thought you were going to get Arnold there for a second.
What, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Getting a drop kick to the
man. Oh, man.
He didn't really move, though.
No, he's a brick wall. It's an 872.
Doesn't that fly?
He's an oak.
Yeah, they should have gotten him to the chopper a little faster than they did. But yeah, that we can go there as well. But Brooks Koepka.
Look off. Cold-blooded.
Ice cold, bruh. Ice cold. Time of the Fanatic 812.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everybody. For Zen and Trey in the morning, 610-632-0975. So just imagine for a moment that you're about to win your second PGA. It's the second consecutive PGA Tour championship.
The guy is a, what do you call it? Majors phenom.
I saw a stat. It was the first start to finish major in like a long time.
But he's won four of the last eight majors, I think.
Yeah,
he's a beast. Like, he's crazy good. And now he's even better, Mark.
And there was some controversy with Brooks Koepka. The crowd turned on him, apparently.
After his four straight bogeys?
I mean, it might happen. I call that good golf. Playing a little bogey golf. Motivated by the crowd turning on him, Koepka delivered the key shots over the closing stretch as Johnson, is that Dustin Johnson fella? Mr. Gretzky's son-in-law, faded with two straight bogeys. Koepka closed with a 4-over 74 for a two-shot victory and joined Woods as the only back-to-back winners of the PGA Championship since it went to stroke play in 1958. It was a real humdinger. That gives him four wins in the past eight majors he's played in and makes him the first player to hold back-to-back majors at the same time. Yeah, that's great. So anyway, he totally stoned his wife, right? So he's walking into the clubhouse, or his girlfriend. And before he went out there...
What is the
I'm pretty sure it's his girlfriend.
I think it's girlfriend. Yeah.
Girlfriend is correct, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He hasn't put a ring on it yet.
Oh, okay.
But this is the same
Probably because she keeps trying to kiss him in public.
Yeah, he's like, what are you talking... What are you doing?
Now, where do we... Now, in all honesty, we're all happily married men here. Where do you stand on the PDA?
I don't personally love it, but I'm not going to not do it if she wants, like, a kiss in public. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, like... I'm not a smoocher in public.
Okay.
I'm all right with it.
Yeah, man. I'm cool.
I mean, I'm cool.
I know. No, I won't go crazy.
If we go a little affectionate in public. We get in private, boy.
Stop. Trey, stop looking at me like that. It's really weird.
You got this weird look in your eye.
Yeah, it's like it was glistening. PDA.
Trey goes as far as PDA foreplay.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay with that. All right. Tap into that, baby. Let's go with that. What's wrong with that?
The Bob of the Cooney household? The PDAs? What's going on there?
I don't know if there's a lot of it. You know, but I don't think any. I certainly wouldn't reject it.
Did they see?
Right,
right. Yeah, my wife. She knows what's what. We
knows what's what.
Let's dive into that a little PDA. Bit. No, I got one rule.
Uh-huh.
My wife happens to like my derriere. She happens to like my butt. Mm. Right, my wife. She's
nice.
She likes my tush. Right. Okay. I don't like. If we're in public, I don't like if she gives it a little tap.
Are you serious?
I don't like the little butt. I crave that. I don't like the good hustle.
It ain't like she going like the Boston Dangler. I mean,
what's wrong with
she tickling the crack. I mean,
jeez. Did you ever see that couple at the bar that gets a little handsy and the guy will like stick his hand down the pants a little bit?
Oh,
like,
no.
Is that what Celeste does?
No, that's not what she does.
I think that's what it
don't
is.
Don't you be taking this any which way.
She's tapping the bear hiney.
No, she is not.
She's going under the wear.
Tickle the crack a little bit.
No, under the pants over the wear. Nobody said that.
Oh,
no,
Mark.
We're not going there.
He's got a freaky relationship.
No, what you guys are taking this so wrong.
I think they did that at my house that day.
That is untrue. That is untrue. I was outside smoking cigars, sir.
She came out and checked on you.
She'll give the good hustle. Like if we're in line at a store or whatever, and like she wants me to go in front, she'll give me the little tap. Like, hey, and I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
That's ridiculous.
And she knows I don't like it.
That's ridiculous.
And she knows I don't know. I don't like it. Mm. I don't like the
You're like Adrian Beltre. You know how he doesn't like getting his head touched?
Yes.
Yeah, that's you with your ass getting touched.
Sorry.
But other than that, like, well, I'll kiss my wife in public. Well, the hand holding.
I think Trey's mindset is right. If she, you know, initiates, she's in a good place.
Let's ride that one out. Let's keep that going.
Keep that energy
running. Yeah.
I am not exploring Trey's mindset any further than the two previous statements made by our good friend Trey Thomas. All right. I don't think we need to explore anything more than we already have explored. Anyway, this guy Brooks Koepka is walking back to the subject at hand.
Good pull out.
Thank
there.
You. What?
That's what she said.
So,
good luck.
Bryce Harper's on fire. Did you see the whole run? It was the two of them he hit were nuts. But in all seriousness, so Brooks Koepka is walking into the clubhouse before his round. And he's walking with his girlfriend, Jenna Sims, who's a model, go figure. Lovely lady. The same lady that caused a little controversy, I believe it was a year ago.
Tiger.
At the PGA. Tiger walks by, and she looks at him.
Tiger had the muscles pop, and the glamour muscles were really, really, you know, looking good in that red Nike.
He was presenting beautifully.
Yeah.
So she's caught giving him the sup look, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, right?
Like, I forgot there's people around watching me. Yeah. Look at you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tiger, you have you not heard?
We've heard things. Yeah. We've heard things.
You're Tiger Woods. He's into the ambient sex.
Oh my God, here we go.
I'm out. I don't know what's
that's
happening
a thing,
anymore.
Apparently.
Yeah, I was in the movie Role Models.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger's a freaky deek, man. So
he probably lets his crack get tickled. Yeah,
right. Oh my God, what
the... Good luck, Mark. This might be the hardest part of a radio host has ever done right now.
I would say there's a rabbit hole, but I don't want to go anywhere near my
I don't
holes.
Even know how we got here.
So, because Brooks Koepka, winning championships, whatever, he's walking into the clubhouse with his girlfriend, and he looks at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes in thinking he's looking at her for a kiss, and then he quickly turns away. So she's like, oh, wait, not a kiss? Oh, God. And then she turns away like nothing happened, then crosses her arms, and the camera's following them the entire time.
It's great.
Now, here's the thing. It's an awful moment when you catch people like that, right? Because that's embarrassing, which is why we're talking about it.
Not as embarrassing to have your wife tickle your tiny in public.
So
it's what I heard in my head. Looking at her, she's like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. So she turns away real quick, and you could tell that she was upset. She was angry. Yeah.
Oh, she was pissed.
And she's also thinking that camera better not have just caught that. But here's the deal. If you're taking that, I don't know if it was live or what, but if you're taking that shot, you don't use that. I know it's important to have, like, player arrivals and all the sports for all the major networks and all that, but if you're taking that shot, you got to see what's going on.
What, next you're going to say they shouldn't be using Paulina Gretzky shots in her short white skirts?
No, they absolutely should be doing that.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure we're not getting crazy here.
There's a thing called journalism, Jamie. All right. So they get that shot.
But we're talking about it.
Exactly, we're talking about it. But, I mean, it's at the expense of a lovely young couple.
She'll be just fine.
Yeah, she'll be all right. She got a little sugar at the end.
How much did Brooks win yesterday?
Probably close to 2 million.
Yeah, I was going to say 1.8 million.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll be all right. She'll be all right with that.
Toughen up. Hey, she got her own money.
But I like how he kind of looked. I mean, she went in and she tried to go for the, you know what, let me try to embrace it. And he was like, oh, no, what are you doing?
I'm laser focused in.
I think he did say something.
He was like, what are you doing?
I think if you read his lips, he says, not now, toots.
No, I'm just kidding. what are you doing? You know, I'll let you tickle my crack later on.
Just four times. we can get away from that.
But right now, no.
Kids in the car on the way to school with mom and dad.
It's not. It's what time is it? Kids should be in school by 8:30.
Okay, good enough. But
my home run needs to be 8:10. So just for frame of reference.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
we
you feel
might
better.
Be all right. That's probably really not though.
Thanks. Very helpful.
You're welcome.
But he ends up going on the win, right? And then he wins, and there's a big smooch at the end.
Oh, yeah, that was you ain't going anywhere until I get this one on camera.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's like a basketball referee makeup call, right?
Yeah.
That was a makeup kiss.
We're going to consummate our love right here in front of these cameras for the entire country to see.
It was a little less than makeup sex, but it was right on those lines.
Yeah. She went in for the real one. You're going to give me some sugar.
And, you know, he was calm because Tiger had already been cut. By the way, we had our guy Mike Rose on, our golf correspondent, when we talked to him Thursday at the Mike Missile. He liked that Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
He liked the possibility.
I had him in my DraftKings lineup. Won $100.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I was top 2,000 in the world.
Not too shabby there, bud. Not too shabby at all.
Yeah.
So that was an awful moment from the weekend. Now, a beautiful moment from the weekend, something that we got into a little bit earlier and we should revisit here, is Chris Long.
Hold on, there was one other bad moment for the weekend. I mean,
of course, yes.
The horse. I mean, the Preakness. You got, you know.
What's his name? Jonathan Sanchez. The Hall of Fame jockey.
He's a jockey.
Was he dirty?
He fell on the dirt after the horse kicked him off.
Yeah, he got bumped off. The horse was like, all right, get off me. All right, now let's get it.
Personally, I don't know how that doesn't happen every single race. You ever see them trying to put the horse in the post and all that?
It's not easy sometimes.
It's not easy. Those things are not meant to be in that type of thing.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Were we all... there was a lot there going on. A lot hanging.
Yeah, never mind.
Good luck, Mark.
Let's jump up to Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia's not happy with
Drexel
you.
Hill. Cynthia, you're at 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Cynthia?
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Cynthia.
I was cracking up, but... my son was in the car on the way to school.
I'm sorry. How old's your son, Cynthia?
He's 10.
How does he feel about PDA?
He doesn't mind it.
See, he embraces beauty. That's good for a young kid to embrace. That's very nice.
He embraces not other people, but his parents. That's fine.
Oh, see, that's very nice. A very loving relationship, I trust, then, Cynthia, right?
Yeah.
See, that's very nice. What do you think about the Phillies?
I really don't expect for them to go far. I'm actually, we're saying that they're in first place right now. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so. It doesn't feel like it. Like the vibe isn't in the city yet. We're still in a hangover from the Sixers losing. That's what we're still in a hangover for. We got a first place baseball team, 2.5 games up.
Wow. So, I'm hopeful. I hope that they do well. I don't really expect any, World Series or anything like that, but I think that that is on the table for the next 3-4 years. So
there we go. Now, Cynthia, let me ask you this. We didn't do any permanent scarring of your son, right? Like, he'll be okay?
No. I don't think he was really paying attention, but I was just cracking up because I'm like, because you guys mentioned that, and I'm like, he is in the car.
Well, since he's not paying attention, Cynthia, does your significant other cringe when you touch his behind in public, like Mark does?
He does a little hop, like, oh.
Yeah, the bunny hop. Yep, you see, it's like a little shock. Like, no thank you.
Yeah.
See, interesting.
Your husband and I have that in common, Cynthia.
Yeah, you guys do. But, you guys like it because we're your wives, right?
Sure.
You secretly like it. You pretend you don't like it, but you secretly do like it.
I love it. Mark's the only one that doesn't like it.
Yeah, no, Cynthia, I can confirm I do not like it.
Well, if you throw it back, then that's a problem.
If I throw it back? What the hell is that? I don't know. Cynthia, thanks for the call, and you sound like you and your husband are doing a wonderful job with your son.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Cynthia. See that?
I'm okay with a handful if she wants to grab one.
Yeah, go ahead. Get some of that, baby.
Yeah. Go get some of that. What's going on?
Grab some of that.
Damn you, Brooks Koepka!
This squats in this morning. You know, go ahead. Grab some of that cheat right there, baby.
Did you say you back into it, too?
Yeah, no, I don't back into it.
Oh, okay.
You know, turns into the mound round of rebound. He's like, get in there. I'll box you.
Yeah, I don't try to box out, but I mean, you know, if you want to grab a little cheat, I mean, you know.
Someone's yelling, shot! Box out, turn around. Of all the directions this to go, we talked about the jockey. Talking about the
jockey got bumped off the horse.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Everybody was rooting for the horse to win.
Yeah, I definitely was.
Well, I mean, we were at a bar and it was like, come on, horse.
Well, the rule is they still win, right?
I don't think so because there's a weight limit that has to be met. Yeah, and without a jockey, you're kind of missing 110 pounds.
I was going to say, without 18 pounds of a jockey, then yes, you're right. But no, so that happened. I don't know how that doesn't happen more often. But the feel-good story, and it's a little sad because it's a man departing, but Chris Long is no longer, he's done. He just recalled it a career after, 11 seasons?
Yeah.
Back-to-back Super Bowl championships.
I saw the stat, highest sack total amongst father-son duo in NFL history. Uh-huh. And I'm going like, who's really the competition? Like, I know there's some people, but, like, am I missing something obvious where, like, they shouldn't have run away with this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they played the same position.
Did Bruce Smith have a son?
Does Reggie White have a son out there I wasn't aware of? Like, who's their competition?
I think the only person now, Kevin Green has a son that's coming in.
Does he?
Yeah, okay. That should be coming in. So.
And Bosa's dad didn't play DN, right? Like, wasn't he something else? Yeah. Like, I didn't even know who the competition was, and I'm like, that's a weird stat to throw out there.
Okay. Hugh Douglas is training his son hard right now. So you better get out there and show you the swim move. Hey, Trey, get down here. I want you to show this kid how to get around the swim move. All that stuff. Yeah, so, but Chris Long, we were talking about this a little earlier. Of all the guys that have been here for a short amount of time, like 2-3 years max, is there anyone that we've fallen faster and harder in love with more so than Chris Long? Like, named Brad Lidge. Wasn't here all that long. We fell in love with him. I say one of the names that jumped out to me initially was Pete Cavilla, who was a member of the 93 team, who we loved. There's a couple other guys. Dikembe Mutombo was here for a brief stint with the Sixers that we loved. But like Chris Long won a Super Bowl here and had some clutch plays down the stretch in that season. He had the strip sack against the Rams in the game that Carson Wentz got injured in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. He had a strip sack, I believe it was, against the Minnesota Vikings in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Against
the
Chargers as well.
Another one against the Chargers. Yep. He had a big play in that one. Like there's a lot of big moments from Chris Long this past 2 years.
How long was Nick Foles here the second time?
2 years.
Yeah, two years.
Great reaction by all you guys.
He had 4 years prior. He was here before.
Yeah, but he didn't leave any kind of a mark in the 4 years before.
27-2, Bob.
Wow. It meant nothing. What did it
wind
up meaning?
Well, let's not forget that
and Bob, a Hall of Fame game. I mean,
Pro Bowl, MVP.
When he played against Oakland.
Seven touchdowns?
Yeah. Tied the touchdown.
His cleats are in Canton.
Yeah, already there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's not forget Bob Cooney hates Nick Foles. Let's not forget that story.
Oh, no. Don't you deflect that you hate Jimmy Rollins. Don't do it. It won't work.
No, but in all seriousness, Chris Long, he's here. He asserts himself on the football field, which is the most important thing. He's the hell of a football player. Second overall pick. Trey, you actually played against him as rookie.
Yeah, man. It was a load. Yeah, you know, just coming right at, because I think back then he played a little heavier. Well, all of us played heavier back then. But, you know, he was definitely, you could tell right out the gate that he was going to be something special. High motor, kind of mixed it up a lot, you know, and he was just kept bringing it, you know. And I knew right out the gate that he was going to be a good pass rusher, a good player in this game.
Was he a trash talker at all?
No, he really wasn't that much of a trash talker. He was just more, you know, one time he almost got me. He was like, oh, I almost got there, and then that was it, you know. And we just kept moving from there. You know, I'm like, I almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, so, you know, that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, but so, you know, that's cool. You know, ball still was gone. Five got rid of it, and then there we go. We kept moving.
Imagine the disbelief if he would have gotten there.
I know. My God, a rookie. but you knew right at the gate that he was going to be someone so special.
I can't think of too many guys just from a media perspective that were more fun to cover. Like me personally, he's probably the guy that I did not have more fun with anybody else than Chris Long. Like Chris Long was a fun guy to talk to. And it wasn't just the fact that he was a funny guy or anything like that. Like he told you what was on his mind. Mm-hmm. Like he told me, and this became a big thing, that he was sick of hearing about the Super Bowl. Before last year, he was like, we need to move past this. It's over. Like, we won the Super Bowl last year. Now we got to focus on this year. And that made some news. And he was just a very honest guy. He was the guy that really started the dog mask. Him, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey. They started the dog mask during their underdog run and all that stuff. Last year, he's the guy that built the shrine to Nick Foles in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Like, he was always a guy that first would perform on the field. Obviously got very involved in the community and Malcolm Jenkins and all that stuff. Donated his whole paycheck to getting educations, right, for everyone in Charlottesville, right? The things that he did were awesome off the field. But on the field, that guy was a pretty damn good football player. But he wasn't afraid to speak his mind. He was ingratiated with this team almost from the get-go. And this city and this locker room just took very well to him. And it was a great mix. And it's not one that I expected. But he came in here with a great attitude, with a great mindset, and he connected with this city, only playing 2 years here, in a way that very few athletes have ever done. Maybe nobody has ever done in the way that he did. 610-632-0975, so congrats. And shout out to the solo cup that he rose in celebration of his own retirement.
Yes, and I forget the 5-ounce mark, if you missed it earlier, the 1-ounce mark, or 2 ounces, is the shot glass. 5 ounces for the classy wine pour into the red solo cup. And then you have your beer increment markers on the inside of the cup.
Oh, very nice.
So you got shots, wine, and beer.
Did you say 16 ounces?
They might just be 12 ounces.
12.
My solo cups are 18 ounces.
They vary.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. The ones that I get are 18 ounces, and it does have the line for the 16-ounce mark so that you're not right at the top.
And then I think there's a standard 12-ounce marker as well.
I do enjoy the different like grips they come out with.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like, let's not complicate the solo cup. All right, let's take it easy.
It's needed, man. If it gives a little dew on there or whatever.
A little dew. Yeah,
condensation for nice.
Of course.
Yeah, naturally. So, I mean, you know, you got to class it up.
Absolutely. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we're going to let you hear the Bryce Harper home runs again from over the weekend. Absolutely incredible. And then a little thing going on here in the NBA playoffs. It appears some Sixers fans are now even more so pissed off that they're not playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I didn't think I could be more upset, but now people seeing the way the matchup is right now, Bob, with the Raptors and the Bucks,
yeah,
people are just as pissed as you'd figure. 610-632-0975. Time at the Fanatic is 8:42.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. We might have to go outside the sports world for the first time in the brief history of the Hollidge True Value and Garden Center Tool of the Week. Might have to go Game of Thrones writers. Might have to go Game of Thrones writers. Now, here's the deal. I'm not one of those wackadoos that's like, oh, let's make sure we rewrite this, sign the petition. Deal with it.
Million people. I think 40 million watch the show a week. So 1/40th of those people are signing petitions. Like, get a grip.
Just deal with it.
Yeah. Oh, your TV show sucked. Okay. Yeah. Life goes on.
We're still taking, by the way, we got open lines for you, 610-632-0975. Talk some sports with us. And also, here's the deal. We're not doing spoilers. We're doing one word reactions to the Game of Thrones series finale last night on HBO. The True Value, Hollidge True Value and Garden Center Tool of the Week. Spring is here, and that means it's time to head to Hollidge True Value and Garden Center in Lafayette Hill, where you'll find everything you need to bring your yard to life. If you need it, Hollidge has it. The Game of Thrones writers will be in the early lead this Monday morning when it comes to Hollidge has it, Hollidge True Value and Garden Center Tool of the Week. 610-632-0975. The one sound that I'll make to describe that finale last night? Meh.
Meh. M-E-H.
Yeah. Meh.
Meh.
All right. Whatever. Trey, what was yours? That's pretty good. And that was twice, right? Because you fell asleep. You fell asleep twice. Jamie, what was your word?
Corny.
Corny. And Bob is not a throw.
There was two scenes.
I was watching Milwaukee-Toronto.
Yeah, well, I wish I had a
basketball game.
Yeah, we'll get that.
I'm just saying.
There was two scenes that I cringed at. Like, physically was like, eeeeeeeeeeee.
Are we done yet? Yeah. Are we done yet?
End this.
Yeah, exactly. Then move on from this, please.
Yeah.
So we're taking people's one-word responses or one-syllable or snoring response to Game of Thrones ending last night. But something took place over the weekend that has really got me excited. And I was the guy 2 weeks ago that when it came to baseball in May, it's like, oh, what's really going to get your ire up? What's really going to piss you off? What's really going to get you talking about baseball right now? And Bryce Harper struggling got some people talking. Bryce Harper, a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, got booed at Citizens Bank Park, right? Well, not so fast with Bryce, because he had one heck of a weekend, Bryce Harper. Friday comes out and absolutely helps you win a game with a two-run double in the fifth inning. That helps you get to the first win of the series against the Rockies. Saturday comes out with a 466-foot home run, and Sunday comes out with a 400-foot home run dead center field at CBP in the Phillies bullpen in dead center field. Had one heck of a weekend to rally himself here. In case you missed it, the sound that ball made coming off the bat was nothing short of amazing. Here it is Saturday. The second longest home run by a Philly since 2015. Here it is, as heard on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Out to center field. Wow.
Uh-oh.
That was loud, and it is gone.
Oh.
On to Asper Allen.
Yes, sir.
Over the second wall. It went over Bernie's head in center field. What a shot. That could be one of the longest home runs here at Citizens Bank. Six is the estimated distance.
Wow. Can we get a replay?
Woo!
Not here. I want the big screen. I want the... Whoa, here we go. Look at this. Oh, my gosh.
So the ball, like, disappears over the batter's eye. Like, there's that brick wall in dead center field onto Ashburn Alley. When you see that, you jump out of your chair. Like, if you're watching at the game, if you're watching at your home on your sofa, you jump out, go, whoa, what was that? That was ungodly. Like, what he did was nothing short of absolutely spectacular.
I thought Jimmy Rollins did a good job.
Yeah, right, so did I. He reacted really just the way Mark said, right?
I know, you gotta do that.
It really wasn't
that bad. Right, he jumped out of his chair. Yeah. He was excited. He let the people know he was with them, excited as they are. And Mark frowns upon that,
and then
right?
He had to play, he let him go ahead and call the play. It was, he didn't really step on him that bad.
No.
Jamie, one more time, please, if you don't mind.
Not even a little bit.
Just go ahead. Go ahead. Here's the home run one more time.
He's a hater.
Just let him make the call. That's all I'm saying.
He did make the call.
No, he didn't.
He made the call. He didn't stop him from making the call.
I wasn't uninterrupted.
Out to center field.
All right. Oh, right off the bat he was up.
Come on.
Uh-oh. It's gone. Oh, to Expert Allen.
Yes, sir.
Over the second wall. It went over Bernie's head in center field. What a shot. That's the longest home.
Perfect.
Perfect. I didn't see any issue.
If I'm a producer of TV, I go running up and I pat Jimmy on the back. Good
job, reaction.
Jimmy.
Good reaction.
Nice job. You know, whoa or wow.
Out to center field.
It's pretty close. It almost beats McCarthy.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. The more you point it out.
See?
Why are you being a hater,
but
Jamie?
I still like his personality a lot.
I love his personality.
No, you've never liked him.
That is said he's untrue. That is hogwash.
You thought it was a hot take when he said they were the team to beat.
That is not.
That last break.
I was a supporter of that. I was one of the only people to say, oh, yeah, Jimmy Rollins. The common response was, shut up, Jimmy. What have you ever done?
Yeah, right? It was at the time.
It was at the time. When he said it, the vast majority was like, shut up, Jimmy. What are you? You haven't done anything. Stop swinging at the first pitch. Right? I, on the other hand, went, yeah, damn right. Have some swagger, Jimmy. And that was 07. And guess what? They were the team to beat. But I'm just saying, as a typical rule, if you're the analyst, you let the play-by-play guy make the call, and then you react to it. Now, I'll tell you right out of the gate, though. Jamie, in all honesty, if I'm being real, here you go. I like the idea that he has the excitement right out of the gate. I like the idea that he just, uh-oh, but then, shh.
And then it was wow.
And it was just wow.
A lot of wows.
I was blown away.
I was marveling at the amount of wows that happened.
He was marveling.
Yes, and he was marveling at the view of that ball going over the dead
center. Sensational.
But you jump out of your seat when you see a ball crushed like that.
Yeah.
So Friday night he had essentially what would be the game-winning RBI double, right? The two-run double that he had Friday. Then it's a 2-1 game on Saturday with Nola just dealing, looking like his old self. And in case you missed it, about an hour ago we had Jason Stark on, and Jason Stark said Nola is back.
Woo! That would be a huge relief.
With the weather, Nola is back. So that's a great thing. But then Sunday, yesterday. Yeah, but some issues here. Jared Eichhoff isn't looking like his old self, right? He's not dealing, right? So Sunday, he comes out, Bryce Harper yet again, and in the sixth inning this time, has what would be the game-winning home run. What would be the game-winning home run. Nice two-run blast to dead center.
That one's out towards center field. That sounded as good as the one yesterday.
About that. Couple of blasts from Bryce Harper and
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.